This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Steps to take in fighting gentrification. Talking to Randy Shaw, tenant organizer and lawyer with the Tenderloin Housing Clinic in San Francisco and Wade's World, about his new book, Generation Priced Out, he mentioned several steps that are worth research and action in cities everywhere facing gentrification. In fact, he emphasized several times that one of the things that he'd learned from his travels around the country in assembling this volume is that anyone out there who is still singing the song, "It Can't Happen Here," is simply smoking their own grow and not looking out the door. One place where he was more than willing to point the finger was at road blocking of affordable housing that was creating more displacement by neighborhood organizations and the politicians in cities that kowtow to them in blocking multi-unit and higher density construction. California is a leader in this fight, and Shaw argued that even Los Angeles, long a worshiper of single-family lots, is moving to deal with this issue. In fact, the state of California sued the 200,000-person coastal city of Huntington Beach, some 40 miles south of Los Angeles, for trying to restrict zoning laws to prevent density. He said that Minneapolis also finally moved to change its restrictions on higher density. Shaw argues that every city needs to inventory its unused public lands and make them available for construction of affordable housing as well. He was especially critical of New York City Mayor de Blasio's administration allowing the Armory in Crown Heights to be developed for condos in Brooklyn rather than affordable housing. In our annual year-end ACOR meeting, it was difficult to suddenly hear that the city of Toronto was making public land available and then claiming that affordable housing built there would be limited on a big project with nonprofit management because the for-profit developer needed to make a killing. Nonetheless, this is worth a fight. Giving preference for any housing built in lower income or minority areas undergoing gentrification for a big percentage of the housing to be offered preferentially to lower local residents so they would not be displaced also seemed exactly right. In the meantime, while construction is underway in Toronto, the city assures that every unit lost has to be replaced and that housing is provided and subsidized to the families while they're out of the house and home for the new project. That rocks. Inclusionary zoning continues to be key. Shaw takes an ecumenical view on this issue, which was both interesting and pragmatic. Essentially, his argument was any level, even a low one, whether a 10, 20, or 30% set aside is still a win because it makes more affordable housing available than existed before. Bottom line, gentrification has to be stopped. We can't allow policymakers to join developers in saying it's inevitable. They're weapons in this fight if we organize effectively to force their adoption. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.